This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Nothing classified, the stuff Tim's telling me about a little bit of heat, you know, from some of the brass whenever he comes on the show. But most people in the military are really good patriots. The mainstream media will misrepresent what I say about Jade Helm and then say, Alex Jones says there's martial law in 2015, and then we never said that. They just misrepresent. And then some people in the military hear that and think, oh, Alex is saying bull. But the truth is, if you actually follow what we say, then people know it's dead on.
Yeah. We're never going to agree on anything. And I don't think any adult is going to be able to say, we agree on everything. That's we're individual minds, and that's totally fine. You know, but what we both believe in is liberty and freedom, and we're going to do everything that we can to push that envelope to its hopefully breaking point.
Absolutely. Tim Kennedy's our guest here. We've got David Knight taking over in the next segment. It's been an amazing broadcast so far, but some really cool stuff you guys have shot. There's the one-minute promo piece that we can play here in the background without audio, or maybe with the audio, of you guys, you know, rappelling out of helicopters and sharpshooting and, you know, doing, you know, yoga, you name it, just all fusing it together. But give us some other examples of some of the projects.
You know, we go into a lot about the liability and assets of you as an individual. You know, what are the weaknesses and strengths of you as a person? Are you strong? Are you healthy? Do you have good food? Is there a balance between, I'm not saying like serenity, yin yang stuff. I'm saying like just as a person, are you a healthy person? Because the chassis, you as a person has to be healthy for you to be able to reach out to do more things. If that's weak, then you can't do anything. It seems like it's crazy and outlandish that people are rappelling out of helicopters, that people are...
I like your war face. You got the handgun and the dagger.
I think a camera guy was like, so what do you think about people taking your guns away? And that's what that scene was. I was just like, no, not a chance. Not a chance. No, I love freedom too much. You're not going to get those. And the reason we have all of the other ones is because of our
friends. Let me ask you this in closing. There's an acceleration, obviously, in preparation for collapse. Do you think there's a way to stop the collapse? I mean, I've got a stack of mainstream news here saying collapse today. I mean, I hope I don't want to collapse. I hope it's not coming.
No. So how you stop a collapse is to build a strong foundation. And what's the foundation of this country? It's the people, right? So the people have to be strong. Right now, we are weak.
So you're trying to stop the collapse.
That's exactly what I'm doing. That's what true patriot is. I'm giving people the opportunity to become stronger as individuals with individual responsibility, with the assumption of risk that I'm going to work hard, that I'm going to be a productive member of society, that I'm going to pay my taxes, my fair share of taxes, not 45%, my fair share. Then we as a people become strong. The foundation becomes strong. The collapse can't happen because we as a people are strong.
That's right. They're trying to overwhelm us. The globalists want that to happen. In closing, and we're shooting some other stuff today. I appreciate all your time. I know a lot of people. I mean, I used to 15 years ago, the military's trying to take over. So I was mad at the military, not at military people themselves, but, you know, that the military was being trained for this. I didn't realize that the military was some of the most awake people. Now they're super awake from what I've experienced. The police are super awake from what I've experienced. That's why Soros is going after them. What is your experience? I mean, how many guys in special forces say are pretty much aligned with your views?
I think every one of them. I mean, there'll be a weirdo out there every once in a while, you know, that like... I love their beautiful minds, and it's a great perspective because, you know, the guys that are coming from some of the Ivy League schools. Special forces is a very unique group of guys because everyone's... way too educated. They're way too smart to be shooters. And so we have this intellectual, cognitive group of dudes, 12 of them, that are always arguing back and forth. But the vast majority, 80, 90, 95%, are all barrel-checked freedom fighters.
We got a couple videos to shoot, but I'm going to go to break, come back and do 5 more minutes, and pass the baton to David Knight, because I want to get more into this, because the most group, the group that I see that's the most awake is the patriots in this country. So it's kind of this paradox where the globalists want to use the military to carry out their world government takeover, but then it's the military that's the most awake and the biggest supporters of the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and who actually put it all on the line because they do believe in something. So you have this scum running things with these wonderful people under them that are basically enforcing this. How do you deal with that paradox? Tim Kennedy, we'll be right back.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
The march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Tim Kennedy's my guest for a few more minutes, and then we're going to hand the baton to David Knight. But he's planning some really exciting stuff, actually going out reporting for us. But not just reporting and just standing up talking, but looking at the scenes, looking at what's happening, basically getting people to start thinking outside the box. Like somebody in Special Forces would do, or like the globalists would do, because Special Forces is doing it to try to, you know, win the fight or protect the people. The globalists are looking at it at how to control the population. That's why they want you in a zombie state. So, Tim, talking more about that.
Man, go to a supermarket. Go to Walmart and look at people. Look at their eyes are down. They have no idea what's going on around.
You're
going
to go on Walmart and show that.
Yeah.
With hidden cameras.
Yeah. So in one of our sheepdog courses, I actually take you to supermarkets. We walk around, and I when we come outside, I say, you know, where do you think this person lives? Pointing at a car and just looking at the bumper stickers, like, oh, that person lives in this community. Their kids go to this school. They're part of this club. And then we watch the person come out of the supermarket, head down to the shopping cart. They don't even see the 10 of us standing next to their car because they're so self-centered and ethnocentric.
And they think being self-centered, that's how they're winners. We've been taught only caring about yourself.
Yeah, weak. Weak. That's what it is.
Or they twist it and go care about others, give up your life to the government. Well, no, that's self-centered too. It's just bizarre.
Yeah. So I'm excited when I say go exercise your freedoms. It's not just, you know, your right to bear arms. It's not just being able to buy raw milk. It's also your freedom of speech. It's also your freedom of religion. You know, it's also
you got to exercise everything like muscles or lose it.
Yes. Yep.
So there's a report out actually on that today. There's a report out showing that people that are really busy doing a lot of things, they live longer, they have higher cognitive ability, they're more fulfilled, they have a better sex life, everything. I mean, they're alive, other people are dead. Why time-starved people are happier.
Yeah. And I feel so sorry. Like, I feel bad for people that get up and do the 9-to-5, come home, have a beer, crash on the couch, watch some football, just get all this stuff that is getting put into their brain, into their body, is toilet. It's trash. And then you look at, like, me and my friends, my group, my community, you know, the Jake Steins, the Shane Steiners, you, like, these guys, like, we live life at a different level. We experience so much more. We do so much more. And I have nothing but, like, sympathy for...
Well, don't compare me to you guys physically, but I do work at night, do a lot of other stuff, and it's empowering. And as I started exercising more, I have had even more energy, and my life's just so good, it's crazy. But it is a scary paradox, because all these jellyfish and folks are so self-centered, they're so unhappy, they're so depressed, they admit they are, so they get more lazy, more self-centered, and buy more into the trendiness, they're total prisoners. I just want to see them free. The average jellyfish gets off on somebody dumber than them, it makes them feel good, it makes me hurt.
Yeah, it breaks my heart. And especially when they get to the point where they're in so much pain physically and emotionally. Now they're going to the pharmaceuticals and saying, hey, I need this because I feel so depressed. Or they go into the psychologists that went to schools that are completely controlled by the world.
That's the trap. Briefly before you go, let's get more into the military because we were talking about this. That is so exciting to hear. I've said 95% of the active duty or recently out special forces folks, I don't care if it's the Navy, the Marines, you know, the Army, whatever it is, they are the most awake, charged up patriots that are fully aware of every angle I find. The police have big problems. They've been globalized. They've been put under different edicts. Some of them are bad, the cultures he's generating. But I wondered why George Soros and others were trying to stir up this war with the police, because they want to federalize them with their Strong Cities Unit initiative. This is a real takeover, folks, okay? So I realize, well, they're the second most awake group. I mean, I was always wondering why, even though I bashed the police a lot when they were doing bad stuff and projected onto all of them, say 10 years ago when I wasn't more sophisticated, they were still so many times big listeners and would just kind of smile at me and say, you'll wake up someday, even though they do a lot of bad stuff because they're giving those orders, and I'm not defending that, they're the next most awake group. Is that an accurate statement?
Yeah, it is. You know, when we become soldiers, we raise our right hand and we say that we're going to protect the Constitution, foreign, domestic. That is protect the Constitution. The Constitution is the document that empowers us, that gives us those freedoms. So when you will talk about a group, a populace that is awake, that is alive, it's because they have sworn their life to death to protect the one document that gives us our freedoms and liberties. That is the most important thing to me and to all of my friends. It's the Constitution.
So how does that paradox work where we've got such incredible corruption at the top? I mean, undisputed pure evil now in both parties, but really bad with the Democrats. I mean, that's really rotten. You can smell it from here. And then you've got such great people that are actually under it. But now I've learned so many times just quietly not going along with the agenda. That's not mutiny. When your country's been hijacked, that's duty, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not like we're disobeying orders, but we know what the right thing is, and we do the right thing. You know, I'm not over there killing people so we have oil. And I'm not over there killing so we have an opportunity to put somebody that we believe might be more negotiating to our ideas. I'm killing really bad people. And so we make a difference.
You can't tell us, but you personally killed some pretty famous terrorists, I've been told, not by others.
Yeah, I mean, I've been in Special Forces for 15 years. I've been a Special Forces sniper, a ranger, you know, Green Beret. I'd be really bad at my job if I hadn't killed bad dudes. I'd be like the worst guy ever. It's just like a mechanic.
And you knew Chris Kyle.
Yeah, we were same place at the same time. and deployed on the same missions.
I mean, obviously it's Hollywood, but generally, how accurate is that movie?
He was a very, 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 very talented sniper. You know, he believed in protecting his soldiers, and that's what a sniper does.
And I'm told in competition, you're one of the top snipers in the world, are you not?
I get beat sometimes, but not often. I shoot 3-4 days a week and compete at the highest level in sniper competitions.
Did you ever compete against Kyle just out there at the base?
Or? No.
I know he was a SEAL, but you were Army. But
yeah, we a very healthy rivalry.
Sure. Well, then looking at that, and obviously you follow orders. What I was talking about, and of course you know about this, 4 years ago, General Dempsey, then chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, he and other admirals and generals, they went to the White House, and I was told this a week after it happened, and it was years later until it was confirmed. And Cy Hirsch came on the show and said, no, you broke that. That was true, because we had Colonel Schaefer, but other sources off record that gave us even more, that they went, we're not going to be the Air Force for Al-Qaeda. We're not going to do this. Then Rand Paul came out and Ted Cruz months later and, you know, said that. But it was the military itself that actually went and said, we're not going to go over there and kill Christians. We're not going to back ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And those people like Tosh Plumlee blew the whistle. It was a CIA contractor, you know, talking about that. So that's a big deal that really since Benghazi and on, the military has been saying no to criminal orders. And I know you don't want to sit here and say that on air. That was above you where that happened. But what type of discussions were there in the military when that happened?
And we know what's right and wrong. We know what's just and unjust. We know what freedom looks like. And we know what the Constitution stands for because we swore to protect it. And we're going to do everything in our power, both, you know, passively within our ranks or officially through the channels that we can, or in battles. We're going to do everything that we can to do the right thing. You know, they're you're not going to, like, look at them. I got the most awesome shorts in the world right now. That's we love freedom. And you're not going to, like, put us behind a desk in front of a microphone or in front of a bunch of generals. We're going to say this exact same thing.
And by the way, you didn't know you were going to be on today. You were up here working after you worked out. And like, you were back there just resting after a huge, what 3-hour workout, about to shoot some videos. And I said, can you come on the air? So that's why there's a suit on top and American flag.
And a jacket? I got my gun in my pocket. I got my awesome cash shorts.
I'll walk in and go, hey, quit napping. You're going on air.
What? All right, I'll get to work.
A poor Special Forces soldier just wants some rest, and I won't let him. Yeah. We got 3 minutes. We got a break, and I'm going to hand it over to David Knight. Again, there's just some basic videos that are pretty powerful up at Infowars.com / True Patriot, Dangerous Patriot. You'd rather, you know, have the dangers of freedom than the you know, security of slavery. But history shows, as Benjamin Franklin said, when you give up liberty for supposed security, you get and deserve neither. I mean, the most insecure thing is being a jellyfish.
Yeah. And right now, it's just getting started. The True Patriot, you know, those are teasers. Those are like, hey, look at this. Get passionate. Believe in this idea. Get emotional about this.
We're about to flood the site with it.
Yeah, you're going to get more. This is just the beginning. Like, when is the next thing coming? As fast as we can do it. We've already shot a ton. There's a lot more coming. So just get excited. Grab your friends. Grab everybody that you know and get on the idea. Get on the train of liberty.
All right, brother. We'll stay right there. We're about to go to break. And in that, I know you didn't want to plug it earlier. I said, hey, plug the other stuff you're involved in. I mean, this is an info war, and we need people to support what we're doing, whether it's the sheepdog training, which I know is always over full, or whether it's your work with Ranger Up, great, amazing Patriot clothing. And then also you've got all the other stuff you're doing, you know, lead the charge there with UFC. What are the best places for folks to find Tim Kennedy information?
Tim Kennedy MMA on most social media platforms. You know, like, when I say community, like, I reach out and find the groups of people that are part like you. Like, we even the shoes I wear, Whoobies, like, it's made by Special Forces guys. Like, I can deadlift in them. I can jump out of helicopters with them. Like,
I want a pair of those.
I'll give you a pair. Whatever. Everything about my life is symbiotic. And so, you know, hop on board. Get on. Follow InfoWars. Follow me, Tim Kennedy MMA, both on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, obviously. But you're going to get a ton of True Patriot from me. That's all you get.
Well, I'm just excited because it's great. You're used to organizing stuff and leading it. I can just turn you loose, and you're just all the stuff we've been shooting. They've been shooting is amazing.
Yeah.
And the great work Shane Steiner and the crew. My only problem is I need to hire more camera people. We are so overwhelmed, and also it takes money to produce all this. We have this Living Defense that we only had in stock one time. And it all sold out, so I produced three times more. It's got like 27 ingredients that pass California standards, so you know, the air has more lead in it than they allow to be in a product. So this is as clean as it gets, but it took us 6 months to finally get all the ingredients and have them all tested clean. That's what costs us so much money is the triple testing on each ingredient that's killing us, but we do it to have the very best products out there. Plus, we know we're targets. So this will flush the parasites out like nothing you've seen. It's so good for your kids. You name it. Adult takes three. A child will take one. Consult your physician first. It'll sell out by next week, and the profit we make helps fund this operation that's trying to defend human liberty. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. You get 10% off with the with AutoShip when you sign up for AutoShip on any product, and free shipping on orders of $50 or more. And by the way, this is discounted 25%, even though I don't need to. It's such a hot product. I didn't realize how hot. I'm going to have to take that special off because I don't want to be out of this for 3 or 4 months again. Tim Kennedy, God bless you. It's great to have you involved, sir.
God bless America.
Absolutely. This is a very exciting time. Hey, the challenge of tyranny is here, and men and women everywhere are standing up to resist it in their red, white, and blue boxer pants.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February 2016, Johnson & Johnson lost two major lawsuits and was ordered to pay a total of $127 million by a jury to two women who died of ovarian cancer after years of using the manufacturer's talc-based products, such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-587-4990. 1-800-587-4990.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Thank you. wish your buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show in this fourth hour. Friday, June 10th. I'm David Knight. We're going to talk about what's going on in Bilderberg, and especially, I guess we could call it the Precariat Part 2. We're going to talk about the plan to make you the Eloy, as I mentioned in the short 1 minute when we talked about this. Got to understand this thing called universal basic income is something that's being pushed not only by the utopian socialist left, but it's being pushed by the Wall Street Journal, by Forbes, even by the economist Charles Murray. Remember back in the 1980s, I think it was 1984, he talked about Losing Ground was the name of his book, talking about how welfare made people dependent, and it was the basis of a lot of welfare reforms. Now they're talking about a universal basic income, which will make everyone dependent of the state. And it's even being pushed by the American Enterprise Institute. You would think the American Enterprise Institute would value the idea, the traditional idea of work and reward, but no, they are pushing for a nanny state that is going to care for you from cradle to grave, to build a dependency, like we've seen them shut down the activities of Indians when they put them on the reservation. Now, this is not anything new. This is something that's been coming around for quite some time. It is an idea of both the left and the right, because you know what, folks? There is no left and right. We see this over and over again. At the top, they all push globalism. They're all pushing a universal basic income to make you dependent upon the state. The American Enterprise Institute is run by the Koch brothers, okay? So we're going to talk about what the Koch brothers have in common with the communists. This is a moment in history, like when the German central bankers, one of whom the head of the central bank and his brother was creating the Federal Reserve at the same time in America with those who were plotting to do that at Jekyll Island. But the head of the German central bank took Vladimir Lenin, put him on a train with $10 million in gold and sent him into Russia to start the communist revolution. Oh, who would have thought that the German bankers would create the Russian communist revolution? You see, there's a lot of phony opposition. There's a lot of phony dichotomy, the idea that we've got the people on the right versus the people on the left, and we've got capitalists versus these. When they get to the top, all of this stuff that they divide you into, they just ignore that. They all have a common agenda. And you can see this even with the terms that are being used by these the economists. Things like the precariat sounds like the proletariat, right? The secretariat. The salitariat. Yeah, they're going to give you a secretariat. They're going to give you a secretariat to rule the world. So all this stuff, the billionaire space race that we're looking at, the Ardalec War that we've talked about in the past with Hugo de Garis, the coming singularity, artificial intelligence taking 90-95% of the jobs, all of that is why these business people are joining with the utopian socialists to propose a control of you. How are they going to stop this? You see, Brexit is a good example of how the common people are grabbing their pitchforks and their torches, and they're going to burn down this thing that the Bilderberg helped to create, which is United States of Europe, on the way to creating a world government, on the way to creating the kind of government that you saw portrayed in the movie Elysium. Colonies in near space, where they have a monopoly of manufacturing, of energy, where they tell you what to do, when they enact Agenda 21, packing you into very close confined quarters in the cities, keeping the rest of the earth off limits to everyone but them, and then having them remove themselves to space colonies where you can't get at them and take them down. See, this has all been talked about in many different ways, and it is all coming together. There is a singularity, and it's not just a technological singularity. There is a political and economic singularity that's coming. So we're going to talk about that. But first, let's talk about Hillary Clinton, because she's one of the players in this for sure. Now, there's an article on The New American came out yesterday, TPP and the new Clinton email scandal. Hillary Clinton is embroiled in yet another email scandal. This one deals with emails that would show her involvement in and advocacy for the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Now, she's telling us, well, you know, I was for it before, but now I'm against it. It's just a facade, folks. It's just a facade. For those of you in the Democrat Party, don't be misled by this. She is for the TPP. She's campaigned saying she is not in favor of it, but she was before, and evidence shows that she was for it before she was against it. And you can even see that in what the State Department was doing with her. For those of you on the left, those of you who are Bernie Sanders supporters, look at what happened with the Keystone Pipeline. It was the State Department that was under Hillary Clinton that was pushing so hard for that. I mean, even Obama didn't want to spend the political capital to sign on to the Keystone Pipeline. And, of course, that is a massive piece of crony capitalism and eminent domain, giving a Canadian corporation the power to condemn property in the United States. I have no problem with the environmental aspects of using oil. I favor it, but I don't favor crony capitalism and eminent domain by multinational foreign corporations. And that's what that's about that I oppose. We're going to talk about Hillary some more when we come back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. This fourth hour, Friday, June 10th, 2016. We're going to cover some Hillary Clinton news. We're also going to cover, I want to get to Bilderberg and talk about one of the topics that they mentioned that they're going to talk about. Of course, they're going to talk about, they're not going to really tell you what they're really talking about in many cases. Most of the stuff is kind of general boilerplate. It's very non-interesting, most of the topics that they put up. Of course, they're going to talk about China. Of course, they're going to talk about Russia. They didn't even say that they're going to talk about Brexit. But, of course, you know they're going to be talking about that in detail. And you know they're going to be talking about Donald Trump in detail. So they didn't mention Donald Trump. They didn't mention Brexit. You know that's going to be part of what they're talking about. But one of the things that they did talk about is something that's really been accelerating in public over the last couple of years. It's something
I've seen it go back now as far as 2010. I don't know how long these socialist economists have been talking about it, but I think the amazing thing about this universal basic income, an unconditional welfare payment, so you could continue to do another job, they would just give you a base salary. And we saw this referendum rejected soundly in Switzerland just this last Sunday. I want to talk about all the connections with that, as well as what is going on with the singularity, what is happening to people with globalism, and how it is the tool with which they are going to try to pacify us and turn us into what H.G. Wells called the Eloi. Remember that? At the very end of the book, they go forward into the future, and they see these little pink Jigglypuff things, and there's a cooing and all this kind of stuff. That's, in his mind, what humanity devolved into. But then there were these dark creatures that came up from underground. They were the Morlocks. And he realized that, first he thought, you know, the Eloi were in charge of everything. They were so, they were kind of taken care of and everything, but he realized that they were simply the food source for the Morlocks. And so we're going to talk about the precariat, who they're going to try to turn into Eloi. That's probably you, or will be you, pretty soon, because 95% of the people they're planning on in the next decade or so are going to lose their jobs to these disruptive technologies. Now, before we go back to the news, I just want to mention briefly that we do have Living Defense back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. This is something that we came out with a single run of it. It sold out incredibly quickly. It's very difficult to manufacture to the high standards that we manufacture. So it took us a while to do another batch. Alex did a triple batch, and now it's about to sell out, but it is still back in stock. It's going very quickly. You can find out about it at InfoWarsLife.com. 9 out of 10 people are infested with human organisms. Once these organisms have made it inside your body, they steal your nutrients. They release toxic wastes. You can eliminate the toxic and harmful organisms from your body using Living Defense. Read the reviews. Read about it at InfoWarsLife.com. It is now back in stock. And not for long. Let's go back to Hillary Clinton. Of course, I have this article I just mentioned about how you know there's some emails that they do not want to have escape. They're blocking these. They're blocking FOIA requests for these emails that would show Hillary Clinton's deep support for the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which will destroy not only our economy, but our sovereignty. It'll destroy Internet freedom. It'll destroy so many things. But we know that Obama is all in for this. And we know that one of the people that has been touted as a potential vice presidential candidate for Hillary Clinton, going back, the Castro brothers, we've talked about them from Texas, one of them a congressman, one of them the former mayor of San Antonio, both of them the spawn of one of the founders of the racist Hispanic organization, La Raza. Okay, that's what people need to understand with all this back and forth about Donald Trump. You want to talk about La Raza? What if I told you that I just joined a group for white males? I want to promote white males. I want to make sure there's more white males in higher positions. I want to give scholarships exclusively to white males. And the motto of this organization that I have joined for white males says, everything for white males. If you're not a white male, you get nothing. What if I told you that was our motto for our organization? Would you say I was a white supremacist? Would you say I was a racist? You would be right if you did, okay, if I joined an organization like that. La Raza, the race. Their motto is everything for the race, nothing for those outside of the race. So don't tell me that this judge who is handing out scholarships to people on the basis of them being Hispanic and illegal immigrants is not biased against Donald Trump, okay? But these two Castro twins, one of whom is a congressman, one of whom is now currently HUD secretary, used to be the mayor of San Antonio and wanted to try to get rid of the Alamo or completely reinvent it. He's been the congressman, Castro, has been touring Vietnam with Obama, talking about how they wanted to push TPP. And Obama was on Jimmy Fallon last night, joking about the TPP and talking about how we don't need somebody who's not a serious candidate. You know, Donald Trump really isn't a serious candidate. He does all this reality TV stuff, and you can't take the guy seriously. He's just an entertainer. And then Obama does this to prove his point.
That being said, the American people face an important decision this fall. The entire world is watching, and they look to us for stability and leadership. Now, I know some of the presidential candidates have been critical of my foreign policy. I don't want to name any names.
He's talking about Donald Trump.
But I believe it is of the utmost importance to work alongside other world leaders. That's why I signed the Iran nuclear deal. That's why we reopened diplomatic ties with Cuba. And that's why I negotiated the new trade deal called the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP.
Now hold on there, press dispenser. Are you saying you're down with TPP?
Yeah, you know me.
Wasn't that great? TPP is now really cool. And it's really cool to go on and talk about how this other guy is just an entertainer. But I'm serious, right? Okay, seriously? Okay, now, besides the TPP, what else is Hillary unauthentic on? Of course, I want to play this for you. We mentioned it the other day. She came out in favor of building a wall and deporting people who came here illegally from Mexico. She said Mexico was pushing people on us. Let's play this clip of Hillary Clinton 10 years ago.
Mexico is such an important problem. Mexican government's policies are pushing migration north. There isn't any sensible approach except to do what we need to do simultaneously, you know, secure our borders with technology, personnel, physical barriers if necessary in some places, and we need to have tougher employer sanctions, and we need to try to
physical barriers.
Mexico to do more. If they've committed transgressions of whatever kind, they should be
okay, physical barriers. We got to deport them. We got to have employer sanctions. And it's coming from the Mexican government who's pushing them on us. But she's not racist, is she? No, it's only racist when her opponent does it. And it's only a problem when their opponent does live television. But when they do it, they're serious. And they can make TPP sound cool because, you know, it rhymes with so many different things. Don't pay any attention to what's in it, okay? They kept it secret for years and years. Now, but we're told that Hillary Clinton is the first woman to run for president. And as somebody called up and pointed out to us, said, no, we've had Green Party candidates who ran for, we had Cynthia McKinney, we've also had Jill Stein, and there's been a whole slew, frankly, folks, of women who have run for presidency. Going back to 1872 was the first one. Victoria Woodhull. Women didn't even have the vote in 1872, but she ran for president back then. She was the first person to run for president. So they say, well, Hillary is the first major party candidate to run for president. Because, you know, the other parties don't count. Why don't they count? Well, that would be because of what the Democrats and Republicans have done to our democracy to make sure that they have a duopoly, that they have a monopoly essentially on power, because it truly is a single party. And so we can talk about who the first woman was or whatever. Does it really matter? Do you know who the first left-handed candidate we had for president was? Or the first red-headed candidate for president? Does it matter? You know, she likes to say, what difference does it make when you're talking about stranding people and leaving them to die at Benghazi? It doesn't make any difference. But it makes a difference when we talk about who the first woman president was. No, it doesn't. It doesn't make any more difference than the first left-handed person, quite frankly. What we need, and what I would like to celebrate, is maybe in my lifetime, the first candidate who takes individual liberty and the Constitution they swear to seriously. Now, that would be something to celebrate. I don't really care about your identity politics that you like to play here. And if you want to play that, you know, we can play the trivia game. We had Libertarian Party candidate Toni Nathan was the VP. She was the first woman to get an electoral college vote. So what? Okay. Back in 1972, had a guy who was supposed to go vote for Nixon said, I just can't do it. And so he voted for the LP, and they got their first electoral college vote. But, you know, what's interesting about Woodhull is the fact that history doesn't repeat itself, but as we've said before, it certainly rhymes. And so I want you to take a look at some of the rhyming issues about Victoria Woodhull, the first woman who really did run for president, and how she lines up with Hillary Clinton, the first major party candidate to run for president. Okay, they're both feminists, both eugenicists, both support, and of course, Victoria Woodhull called it the free love idea. Okay, it's essentially an anti-family agenda. Let's destroy all the conventional norms about family and everything. She called it free love. That's Hillary Clinton with the LGBT movement. She was into occultic religion, spiritualist, follower of an Austrian mystic. Okay, wouldn't be surprised about Hillary. I don't know if she has any religion other than politics. But one of the other things that Victoria Woodhull may have in common with Hillary Clinton is that when she was running for president, she was indicted How about that? The first woman to run for president was indicted while she was running for president. Now, unlike Hillary Clinton's... she was, and her arch enemy at the time, and here's another place where history repeats itself, okay? We have an evangelical, a big dog preacher, okay, if you want to call him that. This is a guy who was a very well-known abolitionist. And, of course, this is 1872. It was right after the Civil War. So he'd become very famous during the lead-up to the Civil War. His name was Henry Ward Beecher, okay? He was a clergyman. And he was adamantly opposed to Victoria Woodhull and her free love, anti-family agenda. But he was also a prolific adulterer, a total hypocrite, which is another another thing that we continually see, another cookie-cutter stereotype. These stereotypes exist because they really are true, folks. So we've got this guy who's a famous clergyman who is this incredible hypocrite. And so they're having this very public argument going back and forth about free love. It's one of the things that she supports as being a feminist. Then she finds out, as one of the many women that he was having an affair with confessed to her husband, that information was taken from her husband to Victoria Woodhull, who also owned the press. And I guess you could kind of say Hillary Clinton doesn't actually own a newspaper, but in a sense, she does own the press, doesn't she? The Clinton News Network, they are very, very friendly to her. She doesn't actually hold stock in them. She doesn't actually do the hiring and firing, but she does own the press to a large degree. Well, Victoria Woodhull actually had a newspaper that she ran as a business. And so this woman who had an affair with this hypocritical clergyman who was at war with Victoria Woodhull, confessed to her husband, he went to Victoria Woodhull, and she published details of the affair. They arrested Victoria Woodhull, took her to trial, indicted her, and charged her with sending obscenities through the mail because they said, well, you have published obscenities by talking about his affairs, and because you mailed your newspaper, we're going to get you for sending obscenity through the mail. I mean, you're talking about a stretch. That was a stretch. But anyway, she was eventually cleared. He was actually went on trial from being in a civil trial for charges of adultery. But the interesting thing about it, too, is that it completely took Reconstruction off of the headlines, just as we see today. They'll focus on the salacious details of celebrity sex. This was 1872. And completely miss one of the darkest chapters in our country's history, Reconstruction, which they didn't want to talk about anyway. Gave them a good excuse to get that off. So if you look at history, isn't it interesting how the stereotypes just continue to repeat themselves? Now, the other day I was talking about the precariat, one of the admitted topics by the Bilderbergers that I thought was kind of interesting. It was something that I didn't know about prior to that. I started doing research on it, and, of course, a book that was written in 2014 really helped to accelerate this. And so there was a lot of people talking about it in 2015, and now it's become a big deal. The end game of this, which I really didn't get to the other day, was the idea they're going to provide a universal basic income. This is unconditional welfare, folks. This is what's being proposed. And what's truly shocking when you look at this, it's not just that the Bilderbergers would be looking at this as an instrument of control, as I see things like the pushback and the rise of all of these anti-immigration parties, the people seeing what's being done to their currency and saying, we don't like what is happening with this consolidated government. So you have the rise of all these individual parties that they like to characterize as ultra-right-wing parties. And, of course, Donald Trump would be in that category. So how do we control this, I say? Well, this universal basic income. What I found that was really surprising was the fact that this is being supported by so many in the business community. Forbes, the Wall Street Journal, the American Enterprise Institute, the conservative/libertarian think tank that is funded by the Koch brothers. They're all pushing this socialist utopian idea of a universal basic income. Look at this story from Forbes. Universal basic income is not a crazy idea, they tell us. And again, it's unconditional monthly income. And we just had this last Sunday, the Swiss had a referendum. They said, we're going to give $31,000 to every adult in Switzerland without conditions. You can still have a job. You can do whatever you want to. It's just going to be a basic level of income. And if that was a 40-hour work week, that would work out to $16 an hour pay. So there's your $15 an hour pay that Bernie and Hillary are pushing, the socialists are pushing. But it's a little bit more than that. And you get that for doing nothing. They said that the concept has been called utopian, irresponsible, socialist. Yeah, because it is. It is. It was rejected by 77% of the Swiss voters. But then he says, last weekend, the Wall Street Journal published an extensive essay by American Enterprise Institute scholar Charles Murray in favor of universal basic income for the U.S. Now, many of you may not remember who Charles Murray is. I remember him. I remember his book, Losing Ground, 1984. It was a big deal. It was the intellectual basis for massive welfare reform during the Reagan administration. And the fundamental premise of his book, Losing Ground, was to go back and look at people in the inner city, the poor in the inner city, predominantly black, and saying, look at how welfare has destroyed these communities. At one point in time, there were rising small businesses that were coming up. But then when welfare came in, it completely shut that down. And the longer it's been there, the more firmly it got entrenched, the more it's harmed those people. We saw the same thing in Indian reservations. It's by design. It's how they make you passive. It's how they control you. And they've got a dangerous class they call the precariat that they want to control. But what has flipped these people? Why have they gone from saying we can't have welfare that increases dependency to promoting the idea that we're going to have universal welfare without any strings? Stay tuned. I'll tell you what's up with that. We'll be right back.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February 2016, Johnson & Johnson lost two major lawsuits and was ordered to pay a total of $127 million by a jury to two women who died of ovarian cancer after years of using the manufacturer's talc-based products, such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-587-4990. 1-800-587-4990.
weapons. We are armed.
All right, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Friday, June 10th, 2016. Real quickly, before we get back to what I was talking about with the universal basic income, the universal joining of the socialist left and Wall Street together. That's what they're talking about at Bilderberg, and I'm going to tell you how they are joined together at the hip. Before I do, real quickly, Living Defense is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. Our first batch sold out very quickly. Alex tripled the size of it, and it is quickly selling out again. Go to InfoWarsLife.com before we sell out. It's very important that you understand 9 out of 10 people are infested with harmful organisms, and you can pick these up in a variety of ways. Once these organisms have made it inside your body, they will steal your nutrients. They will release toxic waste. It's time to start eliminating these toxic, harmful organisms. Yeah, organizations. I'm talking about so many different organizations. But these are parasites inside your body, besides the guys at Bilderberg. Eliminate these from your body using Living Defense. And again, you can find out more about that at InfoWarsLife.com. It is selling out very quickly, even though we have tripled the batch run on this. Now, going back to what we were talking about, I've got, when I just started talking about the precariat, I had somebody emailed me going back and said, well, you know, it didn't start back in 2014. That's Guy Standing's book, The Precariat, The Dangerous Social Class, and that's what they're talking about at Bilderberg now. It didn't start in 2014. They're going back 2011, 2012, even going back to 2010. I'm not really sure when this started, but it's going back farther and farther. But it is something that is being sold to us by the socialists, of course, okay? You look at this, and you talk about precariat, when you break everybody down into these classes that need to be managed. That's the way the Marxists always look at people. You belong to a class, and how are we going to manage this class warfare that we've got going here? Well, the very idea, the very terminology of precariat harkens back to proletariat. They also talk about a salitariat. This would be the higher level minions who still have all the privileges and benefits like pensions and vacations and things like that. Okay. Then there's some other people who still get paid. They're the proficients. Those are people who are the technological people that are needed and highly skilled, but they're not going to have the kind of security that the salitariat has, okay? The upper level minions. The proficients are going to have multiple jobs that they hold throughout their career. They're going to have to move around. And we've seen this developing for quite some time in the engineering community. You're not going to have, you don't go to work and it's been this way for a long time. Even when I was beginning as an engineer, it was pretty well understood that you're not going to go get a job for IBM and stay there for 40 years and get some kind of a wonderful pension when you leave. No, you're going to keep moving from company to company, and if you got a pension, it's going to be because you saved the money yourself. So we've seen what happened with the proficients, but now what's happening, and it's going to happen in an accelerating way, are that the people that are at the lower level job skills, they're going to be making less money. They're going to be in a very precarious and dangerous position. No stability in their life. They're the ones who are totally getting screwed first, because it's going to get everybody, folks. But the first ones to feel the heel of globalism on their throat. And I'm looking at this lecture series that they sent me, The Future of the Left, that was done back in November 2012. Whatever happened to parliamentary socialism, socialist democracy and so forth? Has the left a future and so forth? They're talking about it from a leftist standpoint. But when we go back and we look at these business publications, as I was pointing out, we've got Forbes, Wall Street Journal, Business Insider. In the wake of this Swiss referendum, they're all talking about how wonderful and how necessary it is for us to have a universal basic income. This is being pushed by some of the most anti-welfare, historically anti-welfare people you had around. The American Enterprise Institute, David Koch, Charles Murray, and others. I'm going to follow up on this tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News. There's not enough time to finish it tonight. Join us tonight at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern for the Nightly News.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.